You know, we get in trouble when we have rankings and votes. And for a second, let's do a little crossbreeding here and talk about the BCS, what your personal opinions are about whether Michigan should be there, Len Dawson, let's start with you, or whether it should be Florida.
I'm a Big Ten guy. You asking me that question, I'd like to see Ohio State, Michigan. I'd like to see the rematch of that game. I'll tell you, they're two outstanding football teams, and what a game they had the first time they played.
Well, you know,
Howard Balzer, before you respond, I don't understand why they don't mention that small, insignificant fact that Michigan played at Ohio State, that the nature of the BCS is to play on a neutral field, and if Michigan's playing on a neutral field, they've got a real good shot of beating Ohio State.
And, you know, I think it just points up the fallacy of the whole system. Yeah. And what's ironic is they wanted to create a system that didn't have as much emphasis on the human element, and yet this was totally the human element because the two, Michigan and Florida, tied in the computer rankings, and so Florida goes because both polls had them ranked, you know, had them second ahead of Michigan, and actually there was one voter, believe it or not, guys, in the Harris poll that had Florida number one, didn't even have Ohio State number one. So when you have stuff like that going on, it points to the fallacy of it. And here's another problem. Florida gets this basically by virtue of having an extra game because their conference has a conference championship game. If they didn't have this extra game, Michigan would be going. And so it's just crazy. And maybe if there's enough of this insanity that goes on from year to year, they'll come up with a better system. But it just doesn't make sense to decide it this way.
This isn't the first one, though, has it happened?
No.
This isn't the first time it's happened.